VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives on Monday launched a wide-ranging investigation of President Trump's 2016 campaign, his businesses, his transition to power, and whether, as president, he has obstructed justice in trying to stop investigations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says the panel's launching a sweeping probe focused on three things.
Abuses of power, into corruption of corruption, and into obstruction of justice.
Telling ABC's This Week yesterday, it's very clear the president did obstruct justice. The panel sending document requests to 81 people linked to the president, his administration, campaign, and businesses in what Nadler says is a way to start building the public record. Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the requests have been received and are being reviewed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuelan opposition leader and the U.S.-recognized interim Venezuelan President Juan Guaido returned safely to Caracas on Monday. There were concerns he would be arrested for violating a travel ban imposed by the government of President Nicolas Maduro, who has called Guaido a coup-mongering U.S. puppet, and said the opposition leader would face arrest when he returned to Venezuela. On Monday, the White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Twitter, "The world is watching." After 5 years of imprisonment, the prominent Egyptian photojournalist Mahmoud Abu Zayed was released and returned to his family on Monday. He said he'd continue his work as a journalist despite the harsh conditions on his release, which include being under police observation for the next 5 years and being required to check in with police every day at sunset. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters and family members on Monday fled the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz, taking advantage of a pause in ferocious fighting with the U.S.-backed forces that have surrounded the last patch of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
A spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces tweeted that the battle to retake Baghouz was going to be over soon, despite the slowdown. Later, an SDF official said some 500 people, including fighters, have surrendered and evacuated the village of Baghouz and its surrounding areas. Dozens of men, women, and children climbed hills on foot and were later seen getting into small trucks. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Anti-government protesters in Algeria were not placated by longtime President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's promise to serve a truncated term if he's re-elected in April. On Monday, the demonstrations against him continued. They're largely led by Algeria's youth. They included a boycott of university classes in the capital city, Algiers. Authorities in Alabama, a southern American state, are searching for survivors after powerful tornadoes swept through the state on Sunday. At least 23 people are dead. Death toll expected to rise as rescuers search through the debris. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The tornado that terrorized the tiny community of Beauregard may have had winds of 160 miles per hour or more as it traveled right down a county road, killing residents and knocking down homes and trees. Liz Hickman huddled in her home with her grandchildren.
I just told them, I said, y'all just hold on tight. And I said, we're here. And we was just holding on each other real tight.
She told the Today Show when she peeked outside, her neighbor's home was gone. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones.
The damage is significant. I would put it into a category of catastrophic.
The county coroner's office was overwhelmed and called in help from the state. I'm Rita Foley.
Pope Francis said Monday that the Vatican secret archives will be open. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Normally, the Vatican waits 70 years after a pontificate ends to make available the relevant archives. But in the case of Pope Pius XII, who headed the Catholic Church from 1939 to 1958 and during most of the Second World War, Pope Francis decided the files would be opened up to scholars 8 years early instead of in 2028.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.